Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Let's turn the clock back to November 29th, 1957. We're in a crowd of over 4,000 people, and Governor Theodore McClellan is officially opening a mile-and-a-half-long tunnel, actually two tunnels, that run 100 feet below the Patapsco River, and with a price tag of $150 million, will carry cars from one side of the harbor to the other in record time. We're at the opening of the harbor tunnel. To say it was a big deal is an understatement. Now, our harbor tunnel was not the first automobile tunnel in the country. That honor goes to the Holland Tunnel under the Hudson River in New York. But not being first was a good thing. We benefited greatly from prior tunnel building experience in general and from Mr. Knutsen Singstad in particular. Singstad was a Norwegian-American engineer and one of the lead designers of our tunnel. Before that, he was the lead designer for the Holland Tunnel, 1927, the Lincoln Tunnel, 1937, and the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, 1950. From all of this, he had mastered the biggest challenge for auto tunnel engineers, how to get thousands of cars through a tube underwater without having the exhaust asphyxiate everybody. None other than Thomas Edison declared that this could not be done in a tunnel as long as what was needed in New York and eventually Baltimore. Undaunted by Edison's proclamation, Singstad set out to solve the problem and turned to an age-old source for help, academia. But he didn't look to the ivory tower for its brains. He turned there to find students to use as lab rats. Teaming up with the U.S. Bureau of Mines, Singstad built a model 400-foot-long tunnel and filled it up with cars. Then he started them all up, fumes puffing out of their exhaust pipes. And then he packed in a bunch of college kids to see what would happen under different scenarios, rush hour, a traffic jam, etc. Presumably, Singstad had some sort of safety system in there with the students because they all survived. That was a good thing. Another good thing was that the experiment gave Singstad a mental breakthrough. Everybody had been thinking of a tunnel as one big straw, and exhaust from all the cars would have to be pushed through or sucked out by huge fans. The problem was that you'd need gale force winds to clear out all the exhaust that way. Singstad's breakthrough was that instead of one straw, you'd use three straws stacked on top of each other. Cars would drive through the main straw. Below that would be a second straw that would provide fresh air up to the main one through vents. And then you'd put in a third straw on top, which would suck up the carbon monoxide from the car exhaust. In effect, the airflow would be from bottom to top rather than from one end to the other. And it worked. When the Holland Tunnel opened in New York, the air inside was cleaner than the air on Canal Street, where the tunnel comes out in Manhattan. But Singstad wasn't done innovating. He used the three-straw method for our harbor tunnel, but he also came up with a way to construct it that was safer than the existing way, which was putting workers underwater in pressurized boxes with welding torches and huge amounts of steel, a system that often led to injuries and even deaths. Singstad's innovation was to dig a big trench in the bottom of the Patapsco River and then drop huge sections of the tunnel tubes into it from barges above. Specialized scuba workers would bolt the tubes together underwater. When they were done, engineers would pump the water out and cover the whole thing with the river bottom that had been excavated. And like the three-straw system, this new cut, drop, and cover approach worked so well that it became the industry standard. So, the next time you drive through the harbor tunnel, slow down a bit and look for little openings on the side of the road by your tires and above your roof near the ceiling. These are the vent holes for the three-straw system that pumps in fresh air and clears out the exhaust. And give a little thanks to Singstad, the tunnel innovator extraordinaire, and the college students who maybe unwittingly helped make it possible for us to drive under the Patapsco River. If you'd like to learn more about the Harbor Tunnel, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.